What do Cox's Apples, Oscar Wilde, and Eton College all have in common? Beside being the world's oddest quiz team, you'll have to stay listening to find out. Hello there, and welcome to episode 2 of Counting Down the Counties, where I've got an alphabetical list of all the counties in the UK and Northern Ireland, and I'm going through and giving you some interesting, I think, information, fun facts and history of them. I've certainly enjoyed the research, and I hope the same will apply to you when listening. So, today we're going to talk about Berkshire. Ancient history. Berkshire is a royal county located west of London. It was first inhabited during the Paleolithic or Old Stone Age up to 10,500 years ago, and was followed up by Neolithic, Bronze Age, Iron Age and the Romans in AD 43, who built a number of roads and forts in the region. After the Romans buggered off in the 5th century, Berkshire was then invaded by the Anglo-Saxons, who built a number of villages and towns, including Reading, Windsor and Abingdon. They were followed in the 9th century by the Vikings, however they were mostly kicked out by the Anglo-Saxons. Surprise, it was then conquered in the 11th century by the Normans, who did what Normans do and built a large number of forts and castles, including Wallingford and Windsor. And there are over 120 scheduled monuments in the county, including castles, abbeys, Bronze Age barrows and Iron Age hill forts. The county name comes from the Old English word Beoscir, which means hilly district. The name is thought to be derived from a Celtic word meaning hill. While doing research for this podcast, it's become apparent not a lot of thought was put into naming places. Modern history. Its full name, the Royal County of Berkshire, is named so because of the presence of the royal residence of Windsor Castle, which has been the family home of British kings and queens for almost 1,000 years, and is still very much a working royal palace today, home to around 150 people. The county is also home to Eton College. It was founded in 1440 by King Henry VI, and is one of the original 9 English public schools. The school has educated generations of British and foreign aristocracy and members of the royal family, including Prince William and Prince Harry. It's also the home of Ascot Racecourse, which was founded by Queen Anne in 1711 and has since received the patronage of a further 11 monarchs. Berkshire has a population of around 812,000 and is 1,262 square kilometres or 486 square miles in size and is bordered by Hampshire, Surrey, Oxfordshire, Buckinghamshire and Wiltshire. The River Thames flows through the northeast of the county, and the Kennet and Avon Canal, finished in 1810, runs across the south. Berkshire was bordered by the River Thames to the north until 1974, when the border with Oxfordshire was moved. Much of West Berkshire sits within the North Wessex Downs area of outstanding natural beauty, and is England's third largest AONB, covering 1,730 square kilometres, or 668 square miles for you crazy Americans. It encompasses some of the rarest, species-rich chalk grassland and chalk streams, together with ancient woodland, veteran trees, arable farmland, river valleys, heaths, commons, ancient monuments, and historic towns and villages. Going back to trees, it's also home to the National Trust's oldest one, the Ankerwyke Yew, believed to be around 2,500 years old. According to popular legend, Tudor playboy and all-round piece of work Henry VIII proposed to Anne Boleyn in its vast shadow, and some historians also believe Magna Carta was sealed here and not on the other side of the Thames in Runnymede. Take that, Surrey. Another famous king, Alfred the Great, was born in Wantage, traditionally in Berkshire, but is now in Oxfordshire. Berkshire in the Wars. Berkshire has a long history of military conflict, and has been the site of several battles, including the battles of Englefield, Ashdown, and Reading during Alfred the Great's campaign against the Danes, and the first and second battles of Newbury during the English Civil War. Also the Battle of Reading in 1688, but this was the only substantial military action in England during the Glorious Revolution. Berkshire played a significant role in both World Wars. In World War I, Berkshire was home to several military bases, including RAF Abingdon and RAF White Waltham. The county also produced a large number of soldiers and sailors who fought in the war. In total, over 100,000 people from Berkshire served in the war, and over 10,000 were killed. In World War II, Berkshire was again home to several military bases, including RAF Benson and RAF Greenham Common. The county again produced a large number of soldiers, sailors, and airmen who fought in the war. In total, over 150,000 people from Berkshire served in the war, and over 15,000 were killed. The war had a profound impact on Berkshire. Many of the county's towns and villages were bombed, and the war also led to a large influx of refugees as people fled from the fighting in Europe. Despite the hardships, Berkshire emerged from the war a stronger county. Its industries had been modernised and the population had grown. Today, it's a thriving county with a strong economy. It's home to a number of businesses, including IBM, Rolls-Royce, and Microsoft. Interesting info. Berkshire is also a popular tourist destination, with attractions such as Windsor Castle, Blenheim Palace, and the Royal Berkshire Regiment Museum. The county is well served by road, rail, and air, with the M4 motorway running through, connecting it to London and the South Coast, and there are several airports within a short drive, including Heathrow, Gatwick, and London City. Your interpretation of short may differ here. The Great Western Railway of Isambard Kingdom Brunel reached Berkshire in 1839 at Didcot, and the first GWR train, pulled by the steam locomotive Firefly and carrying 100 passengers, ran from London Paddington to Reading on the 14th of March 1840, and, surprisingly, was on time. Take note, modern train operators. Did you know? It is said that in 1825, Richard Cox, a retired brewer, grew the first Cox's apples in the orchard of his house on Bath Road in Coldbrook. Some of his original trees are still there today. 19 of Britain's 52 prime ministers have been educated at Eton. David Cameron is the latest in a list that includes Robert Walpole, the Duke of Wellington, Harold Macmillan, and William Gladstone. It has also produced a Thai Prime Minister and two Northern Ireland PMs. The Ostrich Pub in Colnbrook is the third oldest pub in England. King John stayed there on his way to seal Magna Carta in 1215. Famous sons and daughters. Berkshire has many notable people associated with it, including King Henry I of England, who founded and was buried at Reading Abbey, author Jane Austen, actor and film director Kenneth Branagh, comedian Ricky Gervais, singer-songwriter Elton John, actor Kate Winslet, and last but not least, Oscar Wilde, who was imprisoned in 1895 in Reading Jail. And there you go, Berkshire. It sounds like a nice place to both live and visit. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, if you find anything that isn't correct, or if you want to give more information, I'll correct and update in the following episode. Until next time, thanks for listening, and I'll be back next time with Bristol. Take care. This podcast was written, presented, and produced by Mark Thomas.